Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dylan, you got it, man. It's Fair Foul, hosted by Dylan Matthews today, man. What you got on the docket for us?
I got, of course, a bunch of Falcons questions, college football playoff questions, and even a couple of holiday questions sprinkled in there as well, fellas. I want to start, obviously, with Michael Penix and the Falcons. First one I want to start with is, it's funny, you guys were talking about how Kirk Cousins was spreading the ball around, and Kyle Pitts, for reasons we all know, has been on the short end of the stick on that list. But a gut feeling, I don't know why, guys, but I just have a gut feeling that Michael Penix's first touchdown pass in the NFL on Sunday against the New York Football Giants is going to be to Kyle Pitts. I don't know why I have that feeling. I just do. Fair or foul, Michael Penix's first touchdown pass in the NFL will be to Kyle Pitts.
I'm going to go foul for obvious reasons. It just seems like too much of a Cinderella story. And most touchdown passes have not gone to Kyle Pitts, it feels like. Even though he's not doing that bad in that category this year, they've been few and far between. I'm going to go off the grid a little bit, Bo. How about this one? First touchdown pass be to Bijan.
I don't think that's off the grid at all, because I think you've seen kind of that. Here's the deal. Kyle Pitts in year four has 9 touchdowns. So, I'm going to say foul. Although, do you know who Kirk Cousins' first touchdown pass was to as a Falcon?
Kyle Pitts. Yeah, I remember.
So it's not a bad question.
We were like, oh, this is it. Here we go. This is the breakout.
I do think you'll see a bigger day from Kyle Pitts, because I think there was a breakdown in the relationship with Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts even before Kirk kind of lost his way. And I do think that production or the targets might at least pick up.
Nice work. All right, Dylan.
Another Falcons question to come here in a couple of minutes. Let's transition to the college football playoff, though, however. Fair or foul, there will be at least one college football playoff game this weekend where the road team will win. So we'll at least have one upset this weekend in the college football playoff. Fair or foul?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and jump in. You heard it just a few minutes ago. I actually picked Indiana to cover the 7-point spread, and I'm thinking about taking the money line this weekend. Really like Indiana in that matchup with Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a good team. I'm not trying to take anything away. I think Indiana will be hungrier. And look, we've shown that lesser teams can beat Notre Dame at home when they put their mind to it, man. So I really like that matchup for Indiana. I'll say yes, Dylan. And it's not the easy one, the Tennessee against Ohio State. I'm actually going with a much lower seed.
Didn't you pick Notre Dame to win that game?
No.
You picked Indiana, and your picks, you picked Notre Dame to cover.
No, I didn't.
You picked Indiana to cover.
Picked Indiana to cover?
You never listened to me, dude. It's not shocking. You never listen to me. It's all right.
Maybe if you say something worth remembering.
No, you can't. Don't flip this on me because you don't listen. All right? Well, you can't do that.
In all fairness, Sandra just tweeted me something about don't go into parties and ask people they want to see
your
sword.
Well, right now this is fair foul.
I think it's fair. I think Indiana can absolutely beat Notre Dame. I don't think they will. I think Notre Dame's eventually going to abuse them up front, which is where Notre Dame's been pretty strong. And those kind of teams that are good up front, like Michigan, like Ohio State, have given Indiana trouble. But I think it is fair to say that they could win this game.
Okay.
Let's stick to point spreads while we're at it, and let's stick to the college football playoff as well. Clemson, according to ESPN, 12-point underdog to Texas this weekend. Fair or foul? Clemson? Too much of an underdog against Texas this weekend.
This is a tough one, man. I'm going to go with – that's probably fair. 12 points is huge. It's huge. And that's not to say that I'm going to go out and bet Clemson at the plus 12. But it's a little too it's not enough respect, I think, for what that sap is.
I agree.
Dabo takes a lot of shells, dude. Like, he really does. This is a multi-time national championship head coach. For whatever else you want to say about him, he coaches well in big games. And for the Dabo factor alone, I would say that's fair. The spread's a little too big.
I think it's fair. I think Clemson has been, you know, Clemson's losses are 34-3 to Georgia, 33-21 to Louisville, and then 17-14 South Carolina. Look, Clemson's been inconsistent. Cade Klubnik, I think, is a good quarterback, but he makes some terrible decisions in important situations.
He's going to have to play his best game.
And Texas is better up front than probably anybody not named Georgia and South Carolina that they played on their schedule. It's Georgia. I would say it's South Carolina, Texas, and Georgia would be the teams in the trenches that can compete with them. So I think the spread is fair. It's at home. So, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
All right,
Dylan, here's another one.
Two quick rapid-fire ones here before we close things out here on a fair foul. Friday, let's get back to Michael Penix and the Falcons. Michael Penix, fair foul, will throw the ball more than 20 times against the Giants on Sunday.
I would say that's right at the mark. Like that,
that's
I need
why
it
I
right
picked that
at
number.
20. Yeah, that's a good number. I would say I'm right at 20.
Will it be more though? Are you going 21, Mike?
I'm gonna say it's like 21. How about that? I'm gonna go right over. So I don't remember how you phrased the question, but if you said he's gonna throw it more than 20, I'd say that's fair. I'm gonna go right at like 21. That would be a perfect case scenario for me.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, fair.
15 of 25 for 267, two touchdowns and an interception.
Boom, love it.
There you go. All right, last one. We'll make it a holiday one. A gift card is a good gift for family members of your significant other. So, like your girlfriend's mom, or you know your mother-in-law. Is a gift card a good Christmas gift? Because you don't really want to get them clothes. Like, you just don't really know what to get them. So you get them a gift card. Fair or foul?
Let me just tell you something. My wife's family is way different than my family. And the first time I ever spent a Christmas with them, I was kind of taken aback by how blunt they were about their Christmas giving. And my family's, I mean, like, you know, my mom could buy me an orange 8X sweater, and I'd be like, oh, my God, it's awesome. Not in my wife's family. They're just straight up like, hey, I probably won't use that. So I would just say that it's very fair. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure my mother-in-law would prefer that I not try to go out on a limb and get her a gift. So very fair.
I think it's fair as well. I've given plenty of gift cards because that's what they've even asked for at times.
Yeah.
But I am much like Mike. If someone could give me an 8XL hoodie, which I could never wear, and I'd be like, oh, I can sleep in this.
Yeah.
It's just whatever, man. Like, I just believe in being – I'm a firm believer in the thought counts.
Yeah.
And if you have the thought to buy me something, I'll at least have the thought to act like I like it.
Yeah, well –